Hey guys,
Wildurst here with a couple of suggestions as to how America can best get through these tough times. Because face it, this country is in an economic hole so deep we're rubbing elbows with moles. You can feel the heat from the core of the earth on the soles of your feet. We're so broke, Greece considers us deadbeats. We need a cosigner to play pinball. Now, when this sort of thing happens to families, what they do is tighten their belts and figure out ways to cut back on expenses and bring in more money. Exactly what we should be doing. For instance, there's no reason why we should continue to fund congressional elections in the Bible Belt. Just give the candidates an IQ test, and the one with the lowest score wins. Just a cheap alternative that ends in the same result. And do we really need 9 Supreme Court judges? Couldn't we just slide by with 7? Considering some of their recent decisions, I'd hazard to say that you could appoint a junior grade accountant to flip a coin, and that would handle the gig just as well. As for revenue, look at all the wasted white space on the side of the Washington Monument. Perfect spot for our tall, skinny billboard. Don't worry, we'll just advertise on one side at a time, or two. The exclusivity makes it worth more. What about renting out our armed forces to the highest bidder? Oh wait, no, we already do that. Okay. Well, we should charge more. Finally, instead of working surreptitiously to influence foreign elections, what we do is offer up our official endorsement for a hefty fee. And if it would better assist our clients' needs, we support their opponent. I'm thinking that option would be the more popular. For Wildurst.com, I'm Wildurst.